Hey guys, it's Madison from On the Block. This week's episode is a little late because life is what happens when you aren't obsessing over Big Brother. But we're back. Our interview is from a couple weeks ago with my good friend, writer, and podcaster, Mia Brabham. She offers a unique perspective because this is her first season ever watching Big Brother. I know. If you want to learn more about her, I've included her info in the description of this episode. I hope you enjoy.
I'm AJ, and this is On the Block, a podcast about Big Brother.
This week, Tiff is HOH, which is so exciting.
Woot woot.
I thought it was weird that Kylan was like crying over Derek X leaving when it was literally his seed that planted the idea in Sarah Beth's head. I don't know. Just so weird. And then I thought it was funny. I guess Sarah Beth didn't realize exactly what Derek X said in his going away speech or his eviction speech about her being like Nicole F. And then it's like there, I saw this like meme and it was like her crying in the diary room and then next to a photo of Nicole F. And I was like, oh, you're literally the same. So it's just like funny. She just like, I don't know if she just doesn't get the reference. It seems like she knows the game. So I don't know if she like, I don't know. It was weird. Anyways. Yeah. So then Kylan offers to go on the block next to Sarah Beth to Tiffany so that she has people to put up, which I think he knew that he was going up anyways.
Yeah. Because it goes with their whole pairing off thing.
Right. And Sarah Beth obviously like just pissed off everyone. So he kind of knew like
her time has come.
Yeah. It's time for her to go. SB like definitely was playing the game though. I mean, she threw Alyssa under the bus. She was just like trying to stay. And I think that's partly because like they don't realize that the cookout exists. So they don't understand like the order of the chopping. Like, oh, I have to go up next to Kylan to go home. She like really thought that she was just like a threat and that they wanted her to leave. So I think she was really campaigning to stay in the house.
I mean, her mindset, she thinks she's going to win the game.
Yeah, which I guess if you're in there, everyone...
That's what you expect.
Thinks but that, yeah.
She's not close with anybody in the house
except she didn't do well on the social front of the game, like trying to make a lot of friends, and she definitely knew that. So Claire overthrows Tiff with the Coin of Destiny and ends up keeping nominations the same. For Claire's personal game, I don't know if this was the best idea, but for the cookout and for Tiffany, it was. And I think she really was like just staying loyal to her number one ally, which was Tiff.
Absolutely.
We have the veto comp. Hannah wins the veto, which is amazing. So we have Tiffany, Claire, and Hannah like all winning stuff this week, all taking control. It's super exciting. This was a fun comp because they got to see a movie and Hannah is just like way too nice and took all the people that were on the block.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's so, I would not have wanted to see a movie with Sarah Beth and Kylan and Xavier, but that's who she took. And then she takes X off the block and he's the third nom. So no one else goes up in his place. So it's literally just Sarah Beth and Kylan on the block on eviction night. She really, really, really tries hard to stay, but SB ends up leaving.
Yeah. Can we say it was kind of weird during the week? Kylan was trying to take himself off of the block.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that was weird.
Insane, because it's like, we all know
the plan. Begging for the veto to be used on him.
Yeah, Tiff was pissed.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. Like, you know that you have to go on the block with your person.
Yeah.
So.
And you aren't going home. So, right. Yeah.
No, it's so weird.
Like, don't try and throw it off for your own selfish sake.
Yeah. One, I feel like Kylan and Xavier are having some weird tension as well. So I'm interested to see kind of what happens with that. Because are having some weirdness going on. So Sarah Beth leaves. It sounds like in her goodbye messages, people are really starting to allude to the idea of the cookout, and I think she was picking up on it by that point. Definitely in the jury house, Derek X and Brittany know. So it's going to be really interesting once that first member of the cookout gets there, like if they have just a bunch of questions, like what is going on. So that'll be really interesting. So then we had the HOH comp, which was the hanging comp. That one's really hard. They like are all hanging and they like go in a circle and they like hit up against this thing. And they don't see the winner at the end of that episode, but we know from the live feeds that Tiffany does win again. She's the first person ever in the history of Big Brother to win head of household twice in a row, which is amazing. So she's now HOH and...
Tough decisions.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's really... Because of her alliance with Claire, she has one option of people to put up.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then it's slim pickings from there, which is going to be really interesting.
Yeah, it's going to start to get a little bit crazy from... Well, not crazy. It'll just get juicier.
It'll start getting, I think, a little bit more interesting than it has been. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. And now here is my interview with Mia Brabham.
Oh my gosh, I haven't introduced myself in so long. You'd think coming on a podcast, you'd prepare for that. And I simply did not. Okay, so hi, everybody. Hi, listeners. Madison and AJ are awesome. I'm Mia Brabham. I am a podcaster myself. I host 2 in the morning with my best friend, Michael, where we answer and ponder questions that keep us up at night about society, culture, life, romance, friendship, all that good stuff. I'm a staff writer at Shondaland by day, and I do a ton of night, including the podcast. I'm an author. I wrote a book called Note to Self. And I like long walks to Taco Bell.
Yes.
And I love Big Brother now. I'm a new fan. Madison got me onto the show. So this is my very first season watching, and I'm obsessed, like screaming at the TV.
Just it's the best the first season to watch, yeah. I think. I think it's the best first season. Like, honestly, when people are like, oh, I've never seen it, I don't even know what season to like point them in the direction of to watch, because like none of them are as good as this one. So this will be like my new go-to. Oh. So yeah, it's so good. Okay. So who are your faves? Who are you loving?
I love Tiffany. I mean, I feel like maybe everybody does. I don't know. I'm also, this is going to be fun because it's like we're going to this blind because I listened to like the first few episodes of your podcast, but I haven't heard, I think, the last two. So if your opinions have changed on people, I'm like, oh, I don't know. We're going to have a lot to talk about, but I love Tiffany. I like Derek X, but sometimes I go back and forth. I'm like, is he going to, I feel like he'd be the type of person to betray someone really quickly.
Oh, okay.
Which he kind of did, even though I wasn't the biggest fan of Christian, but I feel like that's what everyone does on the show. So you can't really judge someone or like, I don't know, based on that. But I would just say like, I don't know. I really like Tiffany.
I do too. Wow. Okay. I like Tiffany as well. I am loving Hannah. I love Claire.
Oh, Claire.
I love Claire. I think she's playing such a smart game. Mm-hmm. I don't like Kyland.
Oh, I yeah.
Don't like Alyssa.
Never liked Alyssa.
I've never liked Alyssa. Yeah, I haven't either. Like from jump, I think I was kind of like, meh. Yeah, but I really, really like, I would love to see like Tiffany, Claire, Hannah, and Derek X as the final four.
That's a really good final four. And I do like Hannah. I kind of forgot about her. I always forget about her, which is probably good because I mean, she's flying mostly on the radar. Totally. Except for that one time she was on the block, but I do like her. And I go back and forth about Kyland. Oh. He's the worst. And then some days I'm like, he's the best, but I think it's just because I'm like mesmerized because he's literally so beautiful to me.
I actually just tweeted this like literally 5 minutes ago. He'll never win. He'll never win. Like he has made so many enemies. Like he
pissed off Brittany, obviously, like on her way out the door because he backdoored her.
Yeah.
He is really not making a lot of friends this week because he's telling people like, oh, you might get, you're going to get backdoored, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I think he's not really like managing jury votes very well. And I don't think anyone would vote for him in the end.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, you're totally right. And I feel like he's made some questionable decisions. Like when he literally told Sarah Beth to go tell Brittany. I was like, why would you do that? Just to create a stir? I'm confused.
I guess.
You know more about this than I do. So
I think honestly it was more Sarah Beth trying to cover her butt because she was like, oh, I want Brittany's vote if I make it to the final two.
Oh, and Kylan was helping her.
And yeah, like I feel like I think Sarah Beth is like the sneakiest snake rat in the whole world. And like she needs to absolutely just like self-evict from the house. Like I never want to see her again.
Self-evict.
I cannot stand her. She's like my least favorite person in the house.
Yeah.
Like by a landslide. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forget. People can't see my face, but I am kind of doing like that. I just smelled something funny face and it's Sarah Beth's strategy.
yeah I can't stand her. I don't know something about her just like really irks me, and I feel like this is like the third episode now that I've just like talked about how much I can't stand her. But
for sure, and her strategy was really, or not her strategy, that scene when she was like singing the song and she was like, I don't remember what she even said, but she was like, I'm gonna like betray everybody. I thought that was really weird.
She's so weird. And also like, I don't know. I feel like she didn't try hard enough to like make other friends in the house besides Kylan. So she wants to go after everyone. But I'm like, that's because you never tried to be aligned with them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
That's so true. And you know what? This is kind of an aside, but Azza was someone who I really wanted to like. And I found myself saying, I hope she goes home. And I couldn't believe that left my mouth. But she did the same thing with Brittany, where she was like so obsessed with Brittany. And I don't think it's fair what the house did to Brittany so many times, honestly, and how they used her. And like, even how they were talking about her last time is like, she's a weapon, but she's also a shield and she's also a pawn. I was like, I get it's a game. These people are like human, but it just like made me sad for her. I was also tired of hearing her cry all the time. But the way Azza, I'm like, are you even playing this game? Like, are you even trying 100%. To be strategic? And it's my first season watching, and I always say like, I don't think I could go on the show because I am too emotional of a person. I get emotionally invested in people and friendships, and I have a hard time removing that and being strategic. But even as an emotional person, I know what you'd have to do. And I was like, why is Azza not doing any of it? Like, she's not being smart at all.
She was just, her and Derek F are like so obsessed with Brittany. Like, yeah. I just don't understand like why. Yeah. I don't know, but yeah,
Azza was the team spirit, but it's
really irking me with her obsession. Even like voting Derek F out, even though she was the only one vote.
Oh my God. Can we talk about that?
I'm like, are you like a member of the cookout or not? Like, what are you doing?
Absolutely shook. And then it dawned on me, I'm like, maybe she did that because she had to, maybe protect she wasn't thinking this, I'm sure, when she voted for Brittany, but maybe it protected the cookout so that nobody finds out about the alliance. Because if everybody voted for Brittany, it would have been like, wait, what the heck? But it makes sense that she was up against Derek, and then Azza had to vote for her because clearly everybody knew it would be Azza that voted for her because they were close. But at the same time, I'm like, you literally were the first one ever to betray the cookout.
Yeah, like,
and everybody knows it. So I was shook by that. I screamed a little.
I did not like that at all. I think that actually bothered me the most. Yeah, I was like, what are you doing? Like, even like Kylan putting him up, I'm like, I understand that kind of like shields like the idea of the cookout, but like, nobody would have questioned if you put up like Alyssa or something. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I just don't really know why it had to be someone from the cookout. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just, I don't know. I'm getting like nervous that, I don't know, that the cookout's like not going to make it to the final six.
Yeah, people are acting up. And then Kylan kicking out Brittany, I feel like that really clearly messed with two people in the alliance. And it may not be good in the end, but I am proud of them for sticking together.
Yeah, so far, long. Yes. I do think it's going to start getting shaky. Like every week, I'm sure. Oh no, are they breaking up? Like what's happening? Like,
yeah.
Are they like, what's happening this week?
Ozzy and Kylan has been so awkward.
Yeah. Super uncomfortable. I mean, I think it's weird because it's almost like split down the middle where like, I don't like Azza, Kylan, or Derek F, but I like Xavier, Hannah, and Tiffany. And I'm like, when are they going to like split off and start going after each other?
That's so true. Xavier's someone who I have no feelings on. I'm not sure if I'm rooting for him. And I also don't think I hate him. I just can't.
I'm exactly the same. Like he is just like interesting to me. He seems like he's like 45 years old and he's only 27.
He's 20. No, he's not 27.
He is literally 27 years old.
I'm cackling. That's what Law will do to you, baby. That's like, crazy.
You are not 27 years old. Like that's a lie. You're a liar. He's
45. That's so funny.
Yeah, we were like looking it up. I did an interview yesterday with someone and they were like looking up the ages and they were like, oh, he's younger than me. And I was like, news to me. Like I did not realize that he was 27.
If I met him on the street, I would not believe he was just 1 year old.
No, no.
That makes no sense. Not at all. I feel like a child.
Yeah, so crazy. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just been wild times, but I just like I'm nervous. Like I just don't know what to expect moving forward. Like I don't know.
Derek X is really close to figuring out the cookout and it's making me nervous.
I agree. I think he like has known and just hasn't said anything. Like I think he's just like, oh, like it's probably not time to like expose myself as knowing because then I'll go home. But I think he's known.
Yeah, that made me happy. And like, also it made my heart palpitate when he was talking to Tiffany and he was like, wow, are there any white males left? And I was like, no, they're all out of here.
Yeah, they're all gone.
But then I also was like, oh my gosh, my heart.
Yeah, I think everyone, it'll be interesting when everyone figures it out. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It could also just be like, what is going on? Just thinking about that happening, I'm like,
I know, I'm scared. I'm going to call you when it does. But it's hard because, for everyone listening, I'm on the East Coast. Madison's on the West Coast. So she's the one I want to text all the time when I'm watching
always
live.
Texting, and I'm like, I haven't seen it yet.
And you have to remind me, you literally have to text that or else I'll start like typing in what's happening. And I'm like, okay, I got to like wheel it back. But
we are trying on Thursday nights. We have like a VPN that I bought, and so we can like set the location to the East Coast so we can like watch it online.
Oh, thank goodness.
But yeah, we haven't done that yet, but we like paid for it at the beginning of the season like to do that, and then we haven't done that, so we need to
do it. It's time.
I know, I want to watch it earlier. It would make more sense,
please.
And then watch it live, because when we watch it on the West Coast, it's not live, obviously, like it's already happened. So that's frustrating. On like Thursdays, it's like not a live eviction for us because it's like, so far done. And like, even if there's like an endurance comp or something, it's like over by the time I watch the episode. So I already know who the next HOH is. Like, it's just,
yeah, because you can watch it live.
Yeah.
Whoa. As a new watcher of Big Brother, I'm finding out everything as we go about how the show works. And I am so curious about jury. Like, I can guess what it is, but I don't actually know what happens. And so I'm sure when you get to the final three, they vote
for who you think the other
final, wait, what? They get to the final two and then everyone votes.
Then the jury votes on the winner.
Whoa. Even the people who are evicted.
Well, just the jury members. So like Brittany's the first jury member. So now everyone who's evicted is part of the jury.
And they all vote.
Yeah. The jury, it's 9 members of the jury vote on the winner.
Okay. That makes sense to me because of what you said too about like Kylan's not going to win because he's already making enemies on the way out and Brittany voted him.
Yeah. So, it's a lot of jury management from now on, moving forward, because you want to get people out, but you want them to vote for you in the end.
This is wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
So yeah, there's like the final. So when there's three people left, they do like a head of household comp that everyone can compete in. Uh-huh. So it's kind of nice if you're in the final four, you want to win HOH. Mm-hmm. Because, well, okay, so it's a little bit complicated. When you're in the final four, there's obviously an HOH and they nominate two people for eviction. Mm-hmm. And then there's a veto comp. Whoever wins that veto casts the sole vote to evict. So you want to be HOH because you don't have to vote the person out. So you don't get blood on your hands and you're safe.
Yeah.
So it's the person who wins HOH and the person who wins the veto when there's four people left are guaranteed a spot in the final three. And then they choose who comes with them. So then the good thing about also winning that HOH is you're eligible to compete in the final HOH. So you could win HOH when there's four people left and then play again. So it's not like how right now, like if you win HOH, you can't compete the next week. You want to win that one because then you get to compete again. So it's very strategic because then when there's five people left, you almost don't want to win that HOH because then you can't compete and you'll probably be one of the people like up for nominations because you can't win. So like you're an option to go up.
Oh my God, this makes me like nauseous and dizzy thinking about it.
It's like, if you haven't seen it a lot, it like you have to like know it happens every year to like really wrap your brain around it. But when there's three people left, so then there's three people who compete for HOH, that final HOH picks who they go to the end with, which is why there's a lot of these like final two deals and whatever, because you want one of you to win and take you with them. So it's a three-part competition. So the three of them compete. It's usually like an endurance comp. The winner of that comp just goes to the final HOH comp, and the two like last people compete again. Whoever wins that one competes against the first winner, and those two battle it out for HOH on finale night. It's live. It happens live. So then whoever wins that HOH decides the other two people in the final three, who they take to the end. And the other person they vote to evict, they cast the sole vote to evict, is the last member of the jury. And that person votes on the winner. So it's also kind of complicated because if you win that last HOH and you vote out, you know, someone that you had a final two with, they might not vote for you. So you almost don't want to win that HOH, but that's still a gamble because
I'm so stressed.
Then you might not win. You might not go to the end, but then you don't get the blood on your hands of voting out the other person. So it is very strategic. I don't know. It's hard to tell because the cookout hasn't won that many HOHs. So I actually don't know how well they compete.
Really?
Comps. Yeah. They've only won three.
I can't even remember who head of household has been. Kylan's won a few times, and then
Kylan's Xavier. Won twice, and Xavier won once.
I don't remember who the other. Derek X has been one.
Christian was one. Frenchie. Oh, yeah.
All guys, and now Sarah Beth, your favorite.
So yeah, like I don't know how well they all compete. So it will be really like hard to tell. Because it is a lot at the end. It is a lot of like, you just have to win stuff to like ensure that you're going, because it's hard. If you don't, it's hard to tell.
So but it's like, more social in the beginning.
Yeah.
More competitive physically in the end, or mentally, depending on the game.
Yeah. So at the end, it's always an endurance comp is the first HOH. Mm-hmm. The second is like endurance and mind. So it's like a puzzle usually. And like, they have to like, do something in like the shortest amount of time. But it usually is like 30 minutes or whatever. And then the last HOH is always they do like the jury members will like read out a statement and they have to say like, oh, true or false. And so whoever like gets the most correct wins that HOH. So it's always, those are always the comps. I don't know if they'll change that this year, but that's how it's been like every season. So yeah, it'll be really interesting. I don't even know like who I see making it that far and then who I see taking. Cause that's the thing with like, okay, so Tiff and Claire are super close, but would Claire get mad if Tiffany wins and takes Hannah to the final two?
Oh shit. Yeah.
And then would Claire vote for Hannah? Like it's, that's a gamble. It's a gamble. Like that happened season 16 where Cody, this kid, Cody took Derek to the final two. Like Cody won the final HOH and it was Cody, Derek, and this girl, Victoria, who was like on the block, like seven times, like floated her way to the end, just like happened to be there. And Derek had never been on the block a single time. And Cody took Derek and Derek won. And so Cody obviously felt like an idiot because he took Derek, but Derek did that on purpose because Derek had a final two with Victoria and with Cody. So he didn't want to be the one to evict someone he had a final two with because he wanted the votes.
Oh,
so
Victoria
ended up voting for Derek because Cody evicted her. So she didn't want to vote for him, which makes sense. So all of that on purpose so that he would win. So it's very strategic. I mean, that was a risk. Like Cody could have and should have taken Victoria to the end, but he took Derek and that's what Derek was hoping for.
Dude, I can't.
So it's like a lot of like there towards the end, it's very much like strategic. People want to like honor their word, but I'm like, no, you want to win the money. Like at that point, you're so close. Like I wouldn't care if I made a final two with Derek. I would be taking Victoria to the end because I beat her by a unanimous vote. And I know that.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to know what to do.
Yeah. You really are like, you're a solid loyal fan. So you watch the feeds every week. Do you know when they do all the competitions and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, watching the show, like I'll watch like old seasons back. You like are not seeing the reality of what's happening if you don't watch the live feeds. Like the show does not portray like what's actually going on in the house.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. I need you to make
like people who are like aligned or people who like, I don't know, conversations that are had or like how things happen. Like none of that is played on the show.
Okay. Can you make an infographic or like a Google calendar that you can share? People could pay you $5. You get access and you tell us when all the events take place each week.
There are so many Twitter accounts that I follow that literally like verbatim type conversations that happen in the house all day.
What?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I probably follow like 10 to 15 of those.
People are that. How do they do that? How do you have time?
It's an obsession.
Do you watch the live feeds all the time? Do you just like have them on in the background?
I just have them on in the background. Like,
that's so smart.
When I'm working or during the day or like before I go to bed. And then I mostly read the Twitter feeds because it's way easier because they pull like the important, because sometimes they're just like all sitting around like taking a nap. So that's like boring. But the Twitter feeds will pull up like the like important combos. And then you can go back and they put timestamps so you could go back and like watch it.
Wow. The way I thought I was dedicated. This is the most dedicated I've ever been to anything consistently. Three days a week. I remember when you first told me that and another friend who wanted me to watch the season and told me that. I was like,
that's a lot.
Too much. I was like, you're telling me I need to be available three nights a week or go back and watch all of them. And I was like, never going to happen. And here I am. And I'm like patting myself on the back and there's Twitter accounts devoted to every conversation
every and watch live feeds,
and I'm like, I'm not doing my due diligence.
Oh, people are obsessed with the show.
It's wild. It's addictive.
It's so addictive. I mean, we are like constantly like going back and forth talking about, I mean, all day. I'm like, oh my God. But yeah, I mean, it does kind of ruin like the watching experience because you already know like what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But then it makes it fun because evictions are still live. So like,
yeah,
you know, kind of like what's happening throughout the week, but then that Thursday night episode is always live. So you really don't know.
Yeah.
What's going to happen.
Until you know. That's whew. And you know what I love about Big Brother is that I feel like my brain is not complete mush while I'm watching this show. Unlike other reality shows,
yes.
The Bachelor, The Bachelorette.
Cause it is a lot of strategy.
It's so much strategy. I feel like I'm becoming smarter by watching it. So
I have said this like so many times, like to me, like life feels like a Big Brother game.
Oh my God.
Like, cause you're trying to like convince people to like you or get what you want or like whatever. And like, it just feels like every time I'm like in like a weird situation, like at work or like with friends, I'm like, oh, I'm just playing Big Brother.
That's a good way to put it.
It's really interesting.
Aren't we all just in the Big Brother house?
We're all the world is a Big Brother house. And we're
if
all
that just... isn't your cold open to this episode. I don't know. Listen, I don't know.
We are just all living in the Big Brother house.
Wow, it is true. And then like as you get older, you really have to prioritize and you have to be like, I have like 2 seconds of time and emotion to spend this week. Who will it be on? Who am I taking to the top? Like,
yeah,
who's it gonna be?
No, totally. It's
showmance.
Yeah, there's showmances.
Are you surprised that there's only been one? Or how do you feel
this season? I mean, Derek X and Hannah are kind of a showmance.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That is like, it is like friendship. Again, that's like,
you don't watch the live feeds.
Oh, stop.
So that like the show, like, again, just like in the beginning, they were showing a lot of like Hannah and Brett, but it was like, or Brent, it was not that at all. Like it was very much Hannah and Derek X. But the show was showing like the 2 times that Brent and Hannah were like cuddling or whatever.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
And then so, yeah, it's so they, I mean, they haven't like done anything, but she definitely has a crush on him. And I think he's like kind of interested in her. So I'm interested to see if he does get evicted, like if they kiss or like if something happens, or if they both go to the jury house, like if something happens there.
Oh, I'm excited. A jury house. I've never seen that. That makes sense. I thought maybe it was romantic, but then I saw this past episode on the couch, like Azza was like leaning into Derek X and he had his hand around her. So I just kind of thought he was like fun and everybody likes like cuddling with him.
They definitely all just like to cuddle, but I know that she like definitely has a crush on him.
Oh, wait, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. So it's crazy. But yeah, there's so much. But yeah, I'll send you the Twitter accounts.
Oh my gosh.
If you dare. I mean, it is a rabbit hole.
Please do. Okay. I'm trying to figure out why Alyssa isn't off the show yet.
I'm trying to figure out why Alyssa was ever on the show.
That too.
Yeah. I don't know why they're keeping her. They need to get rid of her. They need to get rid of her next week.
And she's kind of a threat a little bit.
Oh, definitely.
Would hate to say even, but she kind of is. I mean, she won this last one, even though I thought it was pathetic when she was like, throw the competition.
Please, we literally talked about that in last week's episode.
Remember Sarah Beth whining for the money? Please, not this. I'm like, I'm tired of all you whiny people
so
on the show.
Annoying. We literally in, I guess, last week's episode, which I just posted, so you haven't heard it, but I talk about how like Alyssa didn't even really win the comp. Like,
she didn't.
You don't win the comp if it's thrown to you. Like,
yeah. That's so true. You just got lucky and you think you did. And she's like, I finally won something. That always bothers me. And I don't know why. You know, they say like people you don't like, it says something about who you are. It either reflects something that like you've overcome in your life, but that like still haunts you because like it's how you used to be. Or it's because like you like basically don't love yourself. And I'm always like, why do I not like Alyssa? What's wrong with me? But I really can't stand when people like to win just to win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody likes to win, I guess, right? But people who are like, I just need a win, or like, I just want to feel good, or like, I just want everyone to love me because I won. It rubs me the wrong way.
I agree.
It's like win for yourself or win because you're like, it's part of your strategy, but don't just be like, oh my God, I won something. How exciting. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I'm just being petty. I think
I'm just being petty. I feel the exact same way. Like the exact same way. I'm like, okay, like cool. You won. Like whatever, like move on.
So he didn't even really win,
but yeah, no, I totally agree. What a game.
Lovely game. What in the world is gonna happen?
I know, we'll see. It'll be interesting for sure.
I'm Madison McGee.
And I'm AJ Christensen.
And hang on tight. It's gonna be a bumpy ride. On the Block is a production of Yes Studios.
Music is by Harrison Amer.